Exclusive: BAME UK politician on the Uncle Tom abuse he faced for speaking against Marxist BLM. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 30, 2020. A UK politician has accused BLM supporters of racially abusing him after he pointed out the group's radical hard-left political ambitions. London Assembly member David Curtin, who shot to prominence in recent years for repeatedly holding Mayor Sadiq Khan to account in debates in the City Hall chamber, spoke to Breitbart London on Tuesday about the abuse thrown his way after he spoke out against the radical left-wing agenda behind BLM. The alleged attacks were revealed Tuesday morning when Mr. Curtin wrote of the irony of BLM supporters racially abusing a BAME, UK demographic term for black, Asian and minority ethnic, man for not sharing their political views. Taking to microblogging site Twitter, Curtin, who describes himself as mixed race with a Jamaican father and an English mother, wrote, "Over the last month I've been called a coon, an Uncle Tom, a house, an R, a houseboy and a white man by BLM supporters, because I don't agree with their Marxist aims, and their violence and vandalism. So who's racist?" Breitbart London has seen tweets directed at Mr. Curtin using such racially charged language. Mr. Curtin said tweets calling him a NR had since been deleted by Twitter. In comments that came just days after Britain's Indian Heritage Home Secretary Preeti Patel hit out at racist left-wing politicians for attacking her for not conforming to their stereotypical view of what an ethnic minority woman should stand for, Curtin told Breitbart London that it was becoming impossible for ethnic minority people in the United Kingdom to articulate conservative views without being accused of betraying their race. On the hypocrisy of BLM supporters lashing out at BAME politicians for not sharing their political views, Mr. Curtin said, "They aren't interested in black people. They are interested in following a narrow, far-left political agenda. The same kind of supporters who have attacked me verbally on social media are actually physically destroying black-owned businesses in the United States. They don't care about people in slave-like conditions in Africa digging up cobalt for these green electric vehicles. Don't care about black Christians in central Nigeria being brutalized by Fulani Muslims. They don't care for these people. They are only concerned in a narrow aim, because they are fueled by hatred. They hate Western civilization. They want to tear it down. That started symbolically with statues, but it is moving on to real people, verbally and physically." Mr. Curtin also elaborated further on his opposition to Black Lives Matter UK itself, the organization which, behind an agreeable-sounding name, is campaigning for radical political and social change. He told Breitbart, "I don't agree with the aims of Black Lives Matter because it is a Marxist organization with Marxist aims to defund the police, disrupt the nuclear family, smash capitalism. And all those things would be detrimental to everybody, including black people. So it doesn't make any sense. For saying that, I've got the most vile abuse. I've developed a thick skin over 4 years in the London Assembly, but when you get huge amounts of this kind of abuse coming to you, you just think, what has this country come to when there's such nastiness? And it is almost all coming from the far left. That's the hypocrisy of these people. They say they are standing up for decency, but they are so indecent themselves." The London Assembly member was originally elected to the City Council as a UKIP candidate, but later left the party. He announced his intention to stand for election as London Mayor in January, telling Breitbart London he would tackle the city's growing violent crime wave by ending politically correct policing. Mr. Curtin's comments came amid a slow reassessment of BLM UK, which, despite their total honesty about their extreme political objectives from the outset, were initially treated with an unquestioning acceptance by many in the British political elite. One such individual who has since rethought his position is Labour leader Keir Starmer, who just weeks ago took the knee to the group but has now walked back earlier comments when he told British television this week that he was completely against their policy of defunding the police.